Welcome to the Stories of Chosun, an audio version of the House of Chosun daily blog posts, which are available at chosunhouse.com. Today, we will look at the book Extreme Devotion again. It's a devotional put out by the Voice of the Martyrs, whereby every day of the year, you can be in touch with the suffering church. And many of those stories in that daily devotional are from North Korea, and I'm picking those out in particular. This is about an incident that occurred several years back in North Korea. What is it, the missionary asked his friend while preparing to go into North Korea? Just take it. You'll know when to open it. Well, disguised as a businessman, this missionary journeyed into North Korea. He was assigned a communist guide who had a habit of taking long naps. Seeing his opportunity, the missionary quietly left the hotel while his guide slept. He entered a nearby village and met up with a small group of believers. And as soon as they realized the young missionary was an ordained minister, they said, "You must baptize us. We've waited for someone to baptize us." Well, in a land where possessing a Bible can mean a 15-year sentence, surely a formal baptism could mean certain death. Without any lake or river nearby, the missionary simply prayed over the believers one by one as a symbol of their faith. But to his amazement, they were not satisfied. "We've waited 40 years for communion," they said. One of the believers immediately brought out some rice cakes. The missionary thought, "Well, they had a baptism without water. Maybe we could have communion without drink." And then he remembered the gift his friend handed him before going into North Korea. He quickly grabbed his travel bag and took out the package. It was a bottle of wine. Speechless, each villager wept openly, praising God for his timely gift. Now, I got to let you know, I've been an advocate for believer baptism in water for 40 years and then more, some 50 years. I still am. But I've never lived in North Korea, and I still can't comprehend the price of being a Christian in North Korea. I am spoiled. And I'm not alone. Let's continue to weep and to pray, not only for believers such as these, but for our own coldness of heart as we live in such abundance. In every nation, those and only those who draw near to God will find God drawing near to them. I want to thank you for your interest in North Korea. And I want you to visit us at chosunhouse.com, chosunhouse.com. There you'll find a large collection of blog posts like the one you just heard, pictures, maps, facts, resources, much more. In fact, it's everything that you would need to get an informed prayer life regarding Chosun, the hermit kingdom, the land of the morning calm.